you're on the Mike and Abe show, and it's the 4th of July. You know, everybody got your firecrackers?
I don't know. I mean, I've never done a radio show on the 4th of July, but celebrating American independence, and I guess this year a lot of people are celebrating British independence from the screwballs at the EU, but be as it may, American independence on 1776, the forefathers drafted the Constitution of the United States and declared their independence, and today in the year 2017, next year, we'll be having politicians. Apparently, their mission now is to rip the Constitution to shreds. So we've gone from, in 240 years, creating a Constitution of Independence, to 240 years later, having politicians who create little commissions and fiefdoms who constantly are trying to find a way to rip it to shreds, in my opinion. That's my little speech.
Well, their argument is the same as Uber's, that these laws were written long ago.
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
we don't want to obey a law that was written in the last century. You know, we need new century laws.
Right, we do need some new century laws, because what's that? Ross Perot was saying, you know, back then they didn't have fax machines, they didn't have internet, they owned slaves. A lot of these guys. So it is a strange path we've chosen. And but we shall see what the next 100 years brings. Hopefully, we'll be around for it, you know, with medical technology.
So, Mike, listen, I just sent you an article, you know, and I saw this article when it first came out on June 30th, and I looked at it and I said, "Oh, this is a lot of BS," you know.
I wouldn't even refer to it because it seems like just
but let me say something, okay? Let me tell you why I'm bringing it up, okay? I'm bringing it up because, you know, it's come to my attention that this world, this taxi business that we are in, is full of people that know nothing about taxis and are just betting for and against the success of the taxis, the success of Uber, the demise of the taxis, and the demise of Uber. Okay?
And well, this is where you're right, yeah.
Yeah. And it's been brought to my attention by someone whose name I won't mention, okay? You know, about how low some people can go in achieving what they want, okay?
Yeah.
All right? And, you know, I looked at this article, you know, because one of the people that whose names, I'm not mentioning any names here, okay? But one of the people that's betting against the taxis, okay, is involved in this fictitious hedge fund, okay? Mm. Whose name I will not mention. And constantly comments on these kind of articles. And you know, he's like a cheerleader for this kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? You know,
first of all, I was going to say a lot of these articles, they're just trying to get shock and awe and click hits and everything else. And I'm out there. You're getting your money every month. I'm getting my money every day with driving the cab. And all these people, the doom and gloomers on the one side saying the taxi business is going down the drain, which is insane. Which is total BS. And on the other side, you have these people, I call it the pity party, who are running cabs within the business, but apparently they want excuses not to pay their bills. So they keep whining about how horrible, I can't get my cars out, it's very bad, which to a degree is true, but they're making very little effort to get their cars out. And I think they're using that as a defense for not paying the bills. I mean, in my opinion, because every time I go out, there's a little money, there's a lot of money, but it's steady, unlike 2 years ago, where you can't make a living driving a yellow cab now. And if you want doom and gloom, you can go to the Uber and the TNC guys, because they just you have companies who just give a guy a phone app, big deal. It costs, it's like handing someone a glass of water, big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then they buy these expensive cars with insurance and repairs and maintenance and everything, and they expect to go out and make $1,000 a day, and they've been promised all this, you know, free candy And it's not happening, especially now in the summertime. But the yellow cab survives, and those drivers are coming back. And when I see an article like this from some so-called finance guy, to me, it's like, what did he do before he started writing this article? I mean, let's see how much money he has in the bank, speaking frankly.
Well, some of these people don't have a lot of money in the bank, but they have a lot of their money invested in betting on the downfall of the taxi medallion.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, they have a vested interest in all kinds of these, like, other than industries, like not the yellow cab, but something else. And it's just very creepy the way they're allowed to run unfettered, just basically blabbing and belching forth stuff that they don't know anything about. I guess that's what makes you a writer these days on some of these websites. If you can prove that you don't know anything, that you're the guy they want.
That's something, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, that's your street cred, is proving that you've never driven a cab. You're not interviewing people in the business.
Yeah.
So right now you're an authority, and it makes you the big genius of the world. Ridiculous.
Okay, well, this particular article is betting on the downfall of Medallion Financial and other credit unions in the business. Okay? Who have run into a problem with some drivers that are defaulting for whatever reason that I don't understand completely. Okay, I've heard rumors to the effect that there's all kinds of underhanded things going on that I don't want to, you know, state. Okay, but what do you think, Mike? Are the credit unions and Medallion Financial going to fold?
I don't think so. I think right now what's happening is everybody's kind of cranky because they don't know what to do. I mean, the cabbies, most of them are paying their bills, and the guys who aren't paying their bills are the guys who finance. It reminds me of the farmers back in the day. I mean, you have a good year with a farm. First thing you're going to do, run out and buy more land. It's like, listen, you sure you want to buy more land? Because, you know, no, we had a great year. The first thing you want to do is buy more land. So some of these guys in this business, they had a good year with the cabs. First thing they did, it ran out and bought more cabs. Didn't know if it was sustainable or unsustainable. Just ran out and got in way over their head. And they gambled, for lack of a better word, on expanding their operation. And they weren't ready for contraction. And now, I've talked to a couple of cab drivers at the airport. They go, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. And they're like, well, the medallion was up at 900,000, and now it's down to about, whatever, 6 or 650. He says, I can't sell because I borrowed 800,000, so they're underwater. And I was like, listen, nobody told you to finance to the hilt against your medallion. Maybe take out 40%, 50% loan and for some equity or something. But the finance, well, you have a 10% window of survival if it contracts. You know, some of these guys, I guess they have to learn the hard lessons. But, I mean, I'm not a big finance guy, as you probably well know. But at the same time, I see I'm making money driving a cab. And all these doom and gloomers are people who screwed up, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And now they want the whole world to pay for it, you know?
Let me ask you this.
It's bad, but it's been worse.
On the street, how much money is on the street compared to 3-4 years ago?
Let's see. Well, I think the money that mean like in terms
well,
of loans.
Well, look, our last fare increase was in September of 2012. Okay?
Right.
And I was still driving then. Okay? And mm-hmm. There was plenty of money on the street. I mean, I was very busy. Okay?
Right.
How would you compare that time with the way it is now?
I'd say, as far as if you're a street cabbie making a living, right now you're like maybe like 80% good. I mean, the other 20% is we have to have something in place where we always lose ground on these fare increases. I mean, we get nothing for 2 years, nothing for 3 years, then 4 or 5 years we get a huge fare increase. So there's no steady annual increment to adjust the fare, and a lot of times it just depends on what the trains and buses charge, which is ridiculous. And I think what's happening on the street now is, I mean, drivers are cranky. We'd like to get some group riding going. But as far as doom and gloom, the doom and gloom is gone. I mean, the doom and gloom is gone, in my opinion. And the people who are still screaming about doom and gloom probably weren't paying their bills to begin with. I mean, but I'll tell you one thing. The doom and gloomers are right, because we should get some damages for the 2 or 3 years in the beginning when Uber just destroyed us, and we shouldn't even had them on the street. And right now, Uber guys are also hustling off the street, and I think the city is letting them because they're desperate because no work's coming in, and that's insane.
Well, they're also waiting for the new laws to go into effect where they can fine them $2,000, $4,000, and $10,000.
When is that going to effect?
Well, it's 90 days after it was signed by de Blasio, and it's getting close to that now. It's probably over 60, okay, since he signed it. I don't remember the date. But as soon as that law goes into effect, I believe that these guys are going to get written up like crazy.
Oh, yeah. Well, especially if they have like a Mercedes. They have like a brand-new Mercedes, and
yeah,
they're driving that. They're going to say, listen, Todd, you get the money, so we want the money. So I don't know how that's going to work out, but you're not a big feel sorry for them if these guys get written up. You have no sympathy at all.
None at all. No, they're not. They've been stealing from us for years before Uber was around. Okay.
Right.
Now they're stealing. They're stealing with an excuse.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Well, I always said these guys were nothing more than the gypsy cab drivers. And they gave him easy way to buy a brand new car, and they gave him a cell phone, and then they said goodbye. So you're right; it's the same guys who were stealing off the streets, driving these gypsy cabs. They come back around, and I'll tell you the one thing that pisses me off, if I can say that word on the air.
Yeah,
is
sure.
Yeah, what pisses me off is the fact that they decided to lower driver standards uniformly for everybody, versus maintaining driver standards like we had in the yellow cab when they were strict about cabbies, and they should have raised the driver standards for these other guys in the industry. And then the other thing is, if you want to talk about the outrage of forcing us by wheelchair vehicles when they're not forced to buy anything, literally.
Well, I believe that a bill is going to be introduced soon, forcing them to at least be 50% accessible as the yellow cabs.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Now, what do you think? The Ubers and the Lyft guys are going to say about that?
I quit. I gotta convert my car to what? You know,
yeah,
I already owe $60,000 on the car. Do you want me to spend another $15,000, $20,000 to destroy it and make it into a wheelchair accessible?
Make it into a wreck.
Yeah, yeah. I think I'm either going to default on the car loan, return the car to the dealer, or just quit.
Well, that's what's going to happen. They're going to ask these Uber guys to say, we got great news. We're going to finally give you guys a chance to help the candy cap. What do you say about that? What do I say? Goodbye.
So look.
They're out of here.
So look, you know, all the cars are getting out. The garage cars. I mean, you know, I was in the city a couple of weeks ago. I mean, I made a trip up to New York. I drove there and back in 2 days, right? Something like that, right? It was a couple of back to back double shifts got me to New York, and a couple of double back to back double shifts got me back to where I am, right? But while I was there, I spoke to some people in the industry. And this is what I was told. Abe, we're going to be okay.
Okay, you sure?
Well, coming from the people I spoke to, I'm confident, okay? I was also told by my broker partner, okay, whose name I won't mention, okay, that things have stabled off in the last few months, okay? Whereas a year ago...
Are people buying my dad?
Well, they can't. Look. There was some sales on the chart, the TLC chart this month. Okay, not many, but it shows that people are still interested in putting up their money and buying medallions. Some were foreclosures. Okay, but still, somebody bought those foreclosures. Okay.
When was it?
We'll take a look at the TLC chart for this month. You know.
See, this is what makes me crazy with this business. Is we hear nothing, never, ever good news that could help.
Yeah, here's good news. I'll give you the good news. Let me bring it up, okay? Just go to NYC Taxi News.
God
okay?
Almighty!
Go to
they're like little nine-year-old kids.
I know. Go to NYC Taxi News, and go to the menu on the left, the yellow menu, and it says taxi medallion transfers. You click over there, okay? And click.
Wait, okay, so for the listening audience who is with us, like me, what do I do? I'm on the website cover page, our website now.
Right.
And I'm going where?
You're going to click on taxi medallion transfers.
And where is that, on the left side?
It's on the yellow menu on the left. Okay, it's around the middle of the menu.
Oh, here we go, I got it. It's like two-thirds of the way down on the sidebar on the left.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Nice
and,
page, by the way.
Okay. And then you click on where it says medallion transfers for June.
Got it.
Okay? And the PDF file should come up. You can enlarge it. Okay, so you can read it more clearly. And it's showing June 2016 medallion sales charts. Okay? There are one, the first one up there are the independent medallions. Okay? There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 sales. Okay?
Right.
All right? Only two of them were actual legitimate, well, they're all legitimate sales, but actual sales from owner to new owner. Okay, one was for
600,000.
Let me finish. One was for 600,000, the other was for 575. Okay, so close to 600,000. Then there was one for 610,000, and then there's one for 572,000, 570, 550, and 525 that were foreclosures. Okay, these are guys that for whatever reason they couldn't pay their loans, and why couldn't they pay their loans? Only they know. Okay,
right.
And I've been told some really, you know, crooked stuff that some of these guys may have been doing. Okay, but regardless, they sold. They sold.
Yeah.
They were foreclosed on, and they sold. Somebody got the money to put up to buy these medallions at those prices, and all of them, the lowest is 525, and the highest is 610. So this is a good sign that. Not that these people were foreclosed on, but that somebody was able to step in and say, "I'll buy it."
Well, I mean, but it's foreclosed. What happens? Is it on the shelf now? As it's
no foreclosed. Foreclosed. These are sales. Okay.
Well,
in other words,
they
took it back and sold it.
Where is the sale part?
Look at the very top line. Okay, where it says sales chart.
Right.
Sales chart. What does sales chart mean?
Oh, okay. So it says sales. All right.
Right.
So
and then it says asset sales. That means that these foreclosed medallions were sold.
I didn't understand. You sure about that?
You know, I mean, if you look up the word sale in the dictionary, okay, I think it means somebody bought.
Well, if you look at the word foreclosure in the dictionary,
yeah,
it
was sold. It's just a note. It says notes.
Yeah.
So that means the note is that this was a foreclosure sale, but somebody bought. Okay.
And I'm just looking at this.
Yeah.
If I'm seeing from today's money, just from my layman's perch, today's, so if you have bought a cab and you're a cab driver and you've gotten a $600,000 medallion. Rule of thumb, it's $1,000 a month for 200,000. So 200,000 per month on a house means $1,000 a month on a loan, basically. I mean, give or take. So pumping it up with a shorter term, that would mean a $600,000 medallion with no money down. So it translates into like maybe a $3,500 a month loan.
Well,
hold on.
You want to go? Hold on. We have things called mortgage calculators.
Right. Okay.
Okay. And I'm going to bring one up. Okay. On online.
Drop this too, because I don't want people to run away. I'm guessing it's $3,500 a month.
Well, don't guess. You don't have to guess. Okay. You don't have to guess.
Go ahead.
All right. Okay.
I'm in for $3,500 a month.
Here's a mortgage calculator. Okay. I'm going to bring it up. Okay. And I'm going to put in. Value is 600,000.
Right.
Okay. The loan amount is 600,000.
100% loan. Yeah.
And the interest rate is 4%. Okay.
Is that what it is?
Well,
Is that
I'm
what it's
just,
not?
I don't know. Well, that's, I think that's the going rate these days. 3.75.
You know, make it 5.5% because some guys are scared.
Okay,
with all
five,
this
5.5%. Okay.
Because we will justify
And the long term, I don't think they're doing 30 years anymore. Let's say 20 years.
Make
okay?
it 15. Make it
15 years.
5.5% and 15.
15 years. Okay. All right. Okay, this is zero property. This is for a house.
This is the way you do it. This is what we do here at Mike and Abe. We give you millions of dollars of free advice as we sit in our backyards and drink.
Okay, okay. I'm going to hit calculate. Okay, and the payment would be at 5.5%, would be $4,900 a month for 15 years.
Okay, so.
Okay?
Okay, so backtracking, 5.5% because it's, you know, because we took a punch. Over 15 years because they want a quick pay. And I would think that would be a sexy number for an investor. Because if you said, okay, well, 5.5.
Okay, but I think more real. I think more realistically, and I'm going to change this to 20 years, okay, at 4%, okay?
Make it 4.5. 20
and 4.5. No, let's do 4. We did 5.5. Let's do 4, okay?
Right.
Okay, because I believe that's the going rate these days, okay? And I'm going to calculate that. And it's $3,600 a month. Okay, so a little bit more than $100 a day. Okay?
Right. So, right. I mean, but in line with, like, I have a weekly cab where, including repairs, I pay $1,350 a week. Okay? Now, one of the Pakistani guys at the garage, who I love like a brother, he just, you know, he always hangs out at the Port Authority waiting for New Jersey jobs, but he does well doing it, and he doesn't steal. He said, I'm not going to wait until the medallion gets to... So basically, he said the same money he's paying on a lease, he would be okay buying a medallion if he could pay that. So basically, if I'm paying $1,350, if you squash everything into that weekly budget, right now it says it's, the numbers say it's time to buy. I mean, just from what you're telling me here.
Right. That's right. This is time to buy. Right. $1,350 a week is $5,850 a month.
Right.
Okay.
So that's your budget. Let's say $6,000. Let's say $6,000.
Okay, so this is an easy pay. $3,600 a month, or even $4,900 a month, is an easy pay, right?
Yeah, and you have something.
Well, calculate it into that $1,300 figure is also insurance. Okay, because you're not paying
insurance on a car and repairs.
Right.
So
Hold on. Insurance. When I was running my car. And I got out, in 2012, was a little over $600 a month. So has it gone up? Has it gone? Huh?
Let's say all things mean. Let's say $750 a month now. Let's say for two or three drivers, $700 a month.
Okay. All right. So let's say you're paying $4,000 a month for the payment. Okay. All right. $4,000, right? Plus $750, right?
And the car.
And the car, another...
car and repair.
The car is another $1,000 a month.
Including repairs because it's a new car, so you don't have to pay that much.
Okay, let's call it $1,000 a month, okay?
Right.
All right, it's 5750. Okay, so you divide that by 30. That comes to $191 a day, okay?
All right, so was it 5750 times 12... For the year, let's say 5750 times 12.
I started out with your $1,350 a week.
No,
oh, 57. Oh, I see. 5750 times 12. Okay.
Times 12.
Is 69,000 a year.
Now divide that by 12.
We just times it by 12. So why am I dividing it by 12?
No, I mean, I'm sorry. Divide it by 52. My bad.
Okay.
Divide it by 52.
Okay, that's 1326 a week.
Boom! There it is, kid. It's almost right there, exactly, almost to the freaking penny. You can buy a medallion now. Let's say hypothetically, pick up a foreclosure, no money down to $600,000, and you're basically paying the same what I pay for a cab. I should run out of here and just buy a cab now.
Okay, so now, how about
I'll be right back.
Now? Hold on, Mike. Okay, now. I'm advocating, and I'm sure there are others in this industry right now that are advocating, It's been over 4 years since our last, or close to 4 years since our last fare increase. Okay, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and they want people to work less hours, right?
Right.
It's time for another fare increase, isn't it?
You would think. I mean, at least maybe not with this mayor, but with the next mayor.
Well, this is a no-brainer. This is a no-brainer.
Yeah.
At least a 15%. You know, I'm shooting for 20%. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what they always do. They never give us little increments. They always say like, bah!
I know. And look. Let's face it. These people that are taking taxis, you know, to pay a 20% increase means $5 to $6.
Right.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
No
$50 right. to $60.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I was in Manhattan 2 weeks ago. I could not believe I pulled up to a parking meter and they wanted $3.50 an hour. $3.50 an hour. I says, what's going on here? You know?
Yeah.
You know,
I just want to park near it.
I was up there on 86th Street and 1st Avenue. Right?
And I
says, what? You know, and I went fishing. I had to go into my reserve quarter supply that I keep in the glove compartment of my car, right? Because I don't put no credit cards into no parking meters. I'll tell you that right now. Okay?
Yeah.
Right? You know, they got all kinds of fishing schemes going on with those meters, right? Okay?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You better carry some quarters if you want to park. You better have two rolls of quarters in your pocket, right? And I'm saying, this is what's going on in New York. $3.50 to park for an hour, okay? And you know that doesn't even give you enough time to eat, right? So you can't put in more than $3.50. You got to, you know, you can, and you can't, like with the old meters, you could run out to the meter and throw in a couple extra quarters and get another 20 minutes. You know, no, you can't do that.
Here's the thing. Listen, the last time we had a fare increase, I was very upset because we had very light representation from people who should have gotten a fare increase, like cabbies and people who run cabs. And the only people who really made an effort to testify were competitors who were saying, like people who aren't even yellow cab owners or drivers, saying the cab driver should not get a fare increase because it's going to hurt our business. Like, are you crazy? What did I say? A rising tide lifts all boats. This is the first time I heard a limo guy come up or an alleged limo guy come up and say, we don't want more money. Boo! I watched it on the videotape. Am I dreaming this? What? Where am I? I mean, is this you know, they say if you want your dreams to come true, go back to sleep.
Now, what are you talking about here? You talking about the TLC meeting?
Yeah, the last time they had a fare increase, we had guys like who said, oh, you know, I run a small car service, and if the real cab fare goes up, we're gonna lose money, and it's like, who is this guy? When did they let him out? Again, with you online, with these finance people and these articles.
Yeah.
They got these wackos just dropping out of the sky, saying and just belching nonsense. So that's the last fare increase we had. So we had to wait retroactive, I think, every 2 years. So retroactive to that, the next fare increase will come around. And I think some of these geniuses in the taxi business were like, oh, no, we can't get a fare increase because, well, we have to keep the fare cheap because of Uber. It's like, listen, forget about Uber. You don't know anything. This is the same guy who ran and refinanced
if
for $900,000.
If we get a fare increase,
and now he's $300,000 in the water. This is the same genius.
If we get a fare increase, which by now we're entitled to, okay?
Yeah.
Whatever is left driving for Uber will be banging on every door of every fleet garage.
Oh, yeah, please.
Okay.
Maybe that's what's happening. Maybe that's what they do not want to. Maybe that's why the Uberians came up there and said, "Don't give a fare increase, because I don't know."
Uber, the surge prices, okay, the master surge pricers would tell our politicians or whatever, the TLC would tell the TLC not to give us a fare increase. What are they, nuts? You know,
this is what I'm saying, and I'm saying, and from our side, the drivers are like, "Well, you can't make that." Say, listen, have you seen people buying $40 million condominiums in Times Square, they don't care about another dollar in the cab. If they can pay another dollar or two in a cab, and they get in, the guy's clean, he knows where he's going in a brand new car, fine, here's a dollar, here's $2. I mean, since they did that thing with lowering the driver standards, I get in a yellow cab, I take yellow cabs too. It's like I'm playing charades with the guy sometimes. If I see a new driver, I mean, we know enough to look at the license to see when the guy got his license. If it's a brand new driver, I just look at it and say, oh, my God. Because I know I'm going to have to, like, do like, sounds like 42nd Street, you know, like I'm playing charades in the back seat. For another $2, I would gladly pay that if I could just hop in and go where I want in a brand new air-conditioned cab. And that's what it is. That's basically what it comes down to. Am I talking too much?
No, but let me ask you a question, okay? You're riding up 6th Avenue, okay? And
right.
And somebody's hailing a taxi. And two of these illegal FHVs, you know, pull up to them. And the third car that pulls up, you know, behind is a yellow taxi. Which car did they get into?
Yellow cab.
Okay, that's all I'm asking. Okay, out of 100 times, how many times?
I'll say if they're about to make the wrong decision, I give them a little beep, then they get in. So I'll say like 90% of the time.
Okay, so as long as they see a yellow cab on the street and available yellow taxi on the street, they will not be coerced by these illegal Uberians who are hustling on the street.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I want to make this clear to some people that think otherwise. Okay?
Yeah.
All right? Who owns the streets in New York City? Who owns the streets?
Me.
No, I mean, who
me.
What kind of taxi owns the streets in New York City?
Yellow cabs. Yellow cabs, sir.
Yes, sir. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, somebody sticks up his hand. They're sticking their hand up for what?
They're for a yellow cab.
For a yellow cab. Okay.
Right.
They're not sticking their hand up for and in under what circumstances do they resort to the Uberian smartphone option?
When they're desperate.
When they're desperate. Okay. That's it.
Right.
Okay.
That's it.
You hear that, the short sellers out there? Have you heard that? Okay. The ones that go onto websites and start blabbing about how Uber is going to take over the world? Have you heard that?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to know, okay? You're listening to two New York City taxi drivers here, okay? One retired, okay, and one that's still out on the streets, all right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
What else is there to say?
I'm
trying to decide if I should go out today.
What's that? You know, it gets busy when it gets dark and the fireworks start, okay? I've worked on the 4th of July, okay? And I tell you this, the streets on the 4th of July, they could not do a congestion study on the 4th of July, okay? because there's nothing out there to study, all right?
Uh-huh.
You know, there are 2 days in the year when the streets are really empty of traffic, okay, from my experience,
right.
All right? One is Thanksgiving after the parade is over. Okay,
right.
When it gets dark early, when 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it's dark already, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's like 3 o'clock in the morning because everybody's inside eating and having their Thanksgiving dinner. Okay, and you could cruise up those streets like it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Okay, and the other day that's like that, and it's in the daytime during the daylight hours, is the 4th of July.
Right.
Okay, because everybody is out of town. Okay, and it will get busy. It gets busy, so make sure that you go to the bathroom before 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because they start blocking off all the streets where the fireworks are going to be. Okay,
Right.
and it gets busy. People are saying, "Take us to the fireworks! Take us to the fireworks!" Well, you can't get in there because the streets are closed. Well, take us as close as you can get us, as close as you know. And then when you get there, you get stuck in a whole mess of traffic. All right.
Right.
So I'm just saying, make sure that your bladder is empty. All right.
Well, that's you're right. That's the one reason I didn't go a lot of times. First of all, back in the days, you used to get shot out with firecrackers, so I think they cracked a lot of that down. We had to
Yeah.
keep the windows up. Oh, by the way, cabbies, keep your windows up all day. Don't put your windows down all day. Keep the windows up. Just a little tip there.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, they all want to go by the fireworks. It's like, listen, there's like a million people want to go by the fireworks. So these are the amateur camp people that don't know anything. Oh, a last thing, if I may, just divergent from this. There's a big problem for the cabbies, and I'm sure it's cabbies all over the world, not to mention New York City cabbies. Can I give like a couple minutes? I'll bring you up to speed on something.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, the GPS, the people in the back seat. I think they're like just these nutty kids who are just fidgety and always messing with their phones. They swear by the GPS locating device for shortcuts and telling the driver where to go and telling the driver where not to go, and they go straight to these apps that gives them green line shortcuts and red line shortcuts, and they're relying too much on that, because when 1,000 other people see the green line shortcut, guess what? 10 seconds later, it's not a shortcut because 1,000 people have just gone to the green line shortcut, and invariably the red line flips to green because people see the red line and they don't go there because it's a red line versus a green line shortcut. This is happening a lot more, and the problem is these geeks in these cell phones with these locating devices, they won't look out the window. They won't talk to the driver to ask them about traffic. They're going to swear by these little apps telling them alleged shortcuts, and then they get burned, and then the cabbie's sitting in traffic. So this is happening a lot more because of the popularity of some of these shortcut locating devices that winds up being a double cross, because 1,000 people look at the same so-called shortcut at the exact same time.
Mike, let me jump in here. I mean, what I would do if this became a problem, as you think it is I would ask these people, listen, can you tell me what does your GPS say about the traffic? And when they told me, I would say, really, can I see that? And let them hand me the smartphone, and I say, ah, this is a lot
Just
of
throw out the
bull.
window.
You know, they don't know
Yeah.
the
Right.
I'd
I'm all
say,
for that.
oh, this is ridiculous. And I'd put it back to them and say, just, yeah, get the phone out of their hands. They think they're so
Yeah.
smart. They think they're so smart, but they're not. Okay?
Yeah. Well, they've been raised by these gadgets, and they basically don't have a lot of human contact for their life. So they swear by anything that comes in on the internet has to be true, whether it's a finance article that's complete bullshit, or whether it's traffic information that is complete bullshit. They swear by it because it's on the internet. It has to be true. That's what they're thinking.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
But anyway, I guess that's the show. Did we do a show? That
Well,
was a quick show.
we're in the 40-minute mark somewhere,
That's good. That's how it's a holiday show.
Yeah,
It's a quick.
holiday show. Okay, so everybody go out there and don't play with fire.
Don't play with fire. If you want to, I don't know, where can they play with fire? If you want to play with fire, go to a barbecue, but don't do it on the
Yeah.
streets.
Yeah,
Okay?
don't go to Chinatown and buy firecrackers, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big business now. It always has been. I don't know if they ever cleaned that
Yeah.
up. I mean,
Oh my God.
you
Remember back in the days, I remember when I was a kid, like in the 70s, we wanted firecrackers. All you had to do was go over the Williamsburg Bridge into Chinatown.
know. Right.
Bah! There'd be like 100 guys running up to you with like mats of fireworks, M80s, rockets. Woo! Massive.
I wonder if they do the same thing in Main Street, Flushing.
Well, probably not wide open anymore, but back in the days, it was like a
Yeah,
joke.
yeah. Well,
So that wouldn't have been on there.
Main Street, Flushing was going back to the 1950s and 60s was mainly Jewish and Italian. Okay, like the neighborhood I grew up in, maybe some Irish, and people like that, right? But over the last 30 years, it's become Oriental. Okay, So,
Where's this?
where?
Where's this?
I told you, Main Street
Yeah.
Flushing.
Oh yeah. Oh yes. Should I
Yeah,
ask our friend to get up the fireworks?
you mean you haven't noticed?
Just a bit.
I mean, but
That's all right. Let
Chinatown.
me get out of here and enjoy the 4th of July. Please, I'm begging you. Please. I'll never ask you for anything else. Please, can I go? Can I go?
You want me to release you? You can go anytime you
Yes,
want.
please. All right,
Folks, this
good.
has been the Mike and Abe Show, 4th of July special, and Mike can't wait to go.
Yes, exactly. Literally and figuratively. So
Okay.
happy 4th of July, everybody. And don't be reckless with rockets and explosives. And I'll see you there. Okay, great. Goodbye, New York. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.